Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise podcast. My name is Chris, and tonight I am joined on episode 84 of the podcast by my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello.
D, once again, thank you so much for joining me here this evening. It is so pleasurable to have you here.
Immensely pleasurable.
I know. I love being here. I love being back at this. It's been a couple of weeks, kind of, isn't it?
It's probably been like, yeah,
I think it's been two weeks. Is it? I think it's 2 weeks.
Two or three?
Two or three.
Yeah.
Two or three. It hasn't been 3 weeks, has it? Maybe. No. It's been 2 weeks. I'm saying it's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks from the last podcast, and we have a little reason for break. We were ready to go last week. I was a little under the weather. So D, being the generous sport he has, agreed to pull out.
That's a strange sentence.
I'm a strange man, D. But thank you to everybody who has tuned in to the latest episode.
Tuned in and turned on, Chris.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
You're goddamn right. If this is your first experience of the Empty Promise podcast, hello and welcome. We are two little Irish gentlemen sitting in a...
Two little Irish gentlemen.
In a lovely studio where we like to talk about ourselves for... About an hour, a little longer.
Sometimes
we have some news. And then we get personal.
It gets heated.
To everybody who's joining us again on this episode, thank you so much for being here. Episode 84 on the 13th of August. We are kicking the ass out of August.
Yeah.
I've waited 2 weeks to say that. Yeah, and I'll say it next week, and I'll probably say it the week after that.
You'd be lucky, actually, if you say it again in August.
I know.
We're at
the 13th of August, D, where I have a list of on this day. I'll be quite frank with this one. 13th of August, 1961, the border closes between East and West Berlin.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's a big thing. Yeah.
It's the Berlin Wall.
It's the Berlin Wall, yeah. When did it come down then?
1990 or 1991.
Okay.
That area. Maybe I was watching Atomic Blonde recently.
Oh, I see. Charlize Theron?
Yeah, it's set during the fall of the Berlin Wall. So I know something about that, Chris.
Right.
I want to say 1990 or 1989. That area.
Okay, excellent.
General period.
I have a little list here. It's not the same list on the day because we don't really do that.
No,
but here's another list. Here are some famous walls, past and present.
Hmm.
What about that?
That is the same list on the day, surely. Berlin Wall.
Oh, it is. Sorry, I didn't want to do that list. That's a boring list. Sorry. Fantastic Falls. Here we go. What about some falling paint? In September 2005, 116 gallons of white paint fell into the River Aker in Oslo, capital of Norway. It left the river looking as though it was flowing with milk. The accident happened when a... Do you hear that?
That's your water.
That's my water bottle.
Water's about to take off, Chris.
The accident happened when a lifting belt broke on the lorry delivering a pallet of paint to a paint shop. Here is a miraculous escape. Nicholas Alcamade was a tail gunner aboard a Lancaster bomber attacked by German fighter planes during the Second World War. When the crew bailed out, Alcamade realized that his parachute pack was in the cabin. So he jumped without one, falling 18,000 feet or 5,500 meters. His fall was broken first by trees, then underbrush, then snowdrifts. His worst injury was a twisted knee.
Twisted knee.
Twisted
I was going to say broken rib because those things always break.
Yeah, that's crazy. He fell 18,000 feet into trees.
Sure, I read though.
Yeah.
It was something like...
What a man.
Is it something like 200 feet or something? There's like an upper limit. As soon as you hit it, like you don't fall any faster.
Okay.
Terminal velocity.
Yeah.
But it's like you actually have a better chance of living from like 18,000 feet than like 1,000 feet because you have way more time to plan what you're going to do.
Really?
Well, yeah. Because like if you're like way up and you're like, oh, there's some like snow over there. I could like...
Can you shift yourself?
Flight? You can like...
No way.
Angle yourself.
That's...
That's what skydivers and all do. But if you're falling from 1,000 feet, you're pretty much going to fall like...
Just straight.
Whatever's below you, you know?
Okay. Wow.
I mean, think about what... what was his name, Chris? Oh, I jumped out of the plane with the money.
I know it was part of our conspiracies.
We did a podcast on him.
Oh, God, it's going to annoy my head.
I'm so raging with myself.
I know. It'll come to you. It'll come to you.
Will it?
Yeah. If you don't think about it, his name will come back. It wasn't Roy? No.
Frank Abagnale.
No, I thought you had it there. Yeah. I'll go on with one more of these and then you can You can have a wee think about that. Caught at a railway station in January 1943, Alan McGee was a US gunner aboard a B-17 bomber which fell into a spin. He was thrown from the plane above France, falling 22,000 feet into a skylight on the roof of the St. Nazarene railway station. He completely recovered from all of his injuries. So 22,000 feet and he still survived. No parachute. That's incredible.
Parachutes are clearly overrated.
Parachutes kill more people, I think. Because they get caught up. Yeah, they get caught up trying to fix their parachute and then they forget what they're doing and then they fall to their bloody death. Whereas if you're just falling without one, as you say, you got a lot more time to think about what you're doing.
I said, people who use parachutes are idiots.
Idiots. Just jump without one. What do you call that guy to jump without a parachute? Not the money guy, obviously. The famous Daredevil. He was the first one to do it, jump out of a...
Did he live?
Yeah. He jumped out and then is his name Travis something? Travis... And then people jumped out after him, obviously. And
Okay.
Yeah. No. I don't know. It's not that exciting.
Is that Felix Baumgartner guy?
No, that's the guy who went into orbit.
He went into space.
Yeah,
and
what a man.
That is crazy.
He went into orbit and jumped with a parachute. Sent himself through stratospheres and atmospheres and all kinds of stuff.
all the spheres.
That's unbelievable, that jump. I highly recommend that video on YouTube, by the way. I've watched it loads of times. What else do I have? Before we go on to the news of the week, remember you can find this podcast and all the previous podcasts over at youtube.com. You'll get the video version there. Just search for Excite Gaming. You will find the Empty Promise podcast there. And if you want to find the audio version, you will find it all on any podcast hosting service.
Yep. All
Spotify, Stitcher, anything.
Apple Podcasts.
Whatever you want, podcasts. You'll find it there. So just do that. News of the week. You want to do some news?
News of the week. I got some news. I'm going to look through my notes here from a previous podcast to see if I can find out the name of that dude.
Oh, okay.
Real quickly.
That's fine. You do the news of the week. Oh, no, you do that and I'll
give me some news.
I'll entertain the guess. I'll tell you what I'll do first of all. Dee brought along these sweets with him. I know, obviously.
DB Cooper.
Okay, never mind.
DB Cooper.
DB Cooper was the guy that jumped with no parachute with money.
Yeah, or with a parachute. We're not sure. But he had money and he was in a plane and then he wasn't in a plane.
DB Cooper.
And I think he made at least $500,000.
Yeah, you should definitely check out that podcast.
On DB Cooper. Uh-huh. Or just look him up.
Uh-huh. I have an idea for our next podcast, by the way. It's revisiting an old series that I want to do. But we'll talk about that later.
Damn.
Let's do the news of the week, Dean.
Yes, please. Sorry to cut you off.
First bit of news I have this week is that there has been a petition set up to get Joe Rogan to moderate the 2020 presidential debate. Have you seen this?
I have not.
No.
I have seen he did an interview with Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. Apparently it's a tremendous interview.
Yeah, I'd love to actually listen to that.
Apparently he asked all the right questions, just really probe deep and just, yeah. But a petition has been set up to get Joe Rogan to moderate the 2020 presidential debate. And it started to pick up a huge momentum as America gears up for the election, currently set for the 3rd of November 2020. The change.com petition was created 3 months ago, but has recently had a huge surge in signatures. At this time of writing, it stands at over 7,200. The comment on the petition reads, "We are petitioning for the Commission on the Presidential Debates to elect Joe Rogan as one of the moderators for the 2020 presidential debate. Here are the reasons. There are a couple of reasons. I'm not going to read through them." Another said, "I want an honest moderator without the biased agenda seen in all the rest. Fix may be the worst, but they aren't the only ones guilty of bias. Joe is our man."
Yeah, it kind of makes sense because he's like an everybody's person. Like he's an everyday man.
Yeah, he is really becoming America's man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He's led the podcast resurgence.
Yeah, oh, he really has.
Yeah. He does two episodes a day.
He does something crazy.
Like
but he gets such crazy guests. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, that's it. It's he can basically interview anybody.
He picks his guests though because
he does. Like, there's so many
people want to. I've been known to want to come onto his show, but unless he can kind of find a reason to talk to them or chat to them.
Fair.
He wants to be able to engage with them. So unless he's kind of interested in their story, I don't think he really takes them on.
He probably gets plenty of offers, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so. Absolutely.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'd love to listen to that episode he did
with Bernie Sanders. Definitely, yeah.
Because then that will give you a good idea of what it's going to be like if he actually got on. I think that's fair enough. I mean, how qualified do you really need to moderate one of these presidential debates? I mean, from what I understand about American politics, is they all just yell at each other anyway.
Pretty much, yeah. They all yell over each other. Yeah. The crowd claps. It goes on for...
To moderate, you sort of have to...
I think of it a wee bit like the Oscars, the way there's a new person kind of moderating them every year.
Yeah, you want him to host the debate?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. I want him to host...
And our next nominee!
um... I guess that'll be good news when it comes up in November, the presidential.
Yeah, the president, I think it's going to be really interesting this year.
So we'll get to that.
I want to feel the burn. I want Bernie Sanders to go through there.
A man, here's another bit of news, Dee. A man has been in hospital in Germany, left in the hospital in Germany for 2 weeks with a permanent erection.
Damn.
Danny Polaris, who lives in Kreuzberg, Berlin, took Viagra before a night out recently. When he went home with a nurse he met, he allowed his friend to inject a stimulant into his penis.
Jesus Christ.
He told the news it was fine until 2 days later when he was rushed to hospital screaming in pain. Danny was diagnosed with a priapism, which, if not treated, can cause permanent damage to the penis. 2 weeks later, though, he is still in hospital and has detailed his ordeal on Instagram. Hmm. He is now reportedly making progress.
Is that like a blood clot?
I don't know what it is. I'd imagine there's a surge of blood to the area.
Just doesn't come back?
And then it can't retract.
Retract.
That's crazy. Search for Danny Polaris, Polaris, on Instagram.
I mean, I don't know why he's sharing this on Instagram.
I know. Yeah.
To be completely honest with you.
I know. I mean, he'd be a good spokesperson for like not using
fucking, for Viagra.
Don't allow, like, it's one thing taking a tablet or something, but imagine allowing your
That's friend. Extreme. Like, what age is he?
20.
He's young.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's a young guy. Yeah.
Weird.
I think he's like 28, maybe.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Poor bastard.
I mean, he did it, so...
Yeah, he did this to himself. Stupid. Well, his mate did it to him, but...
I also have one other piece of news before some news I just wrote down, Lee. But Minecraft, do you hear about this?
Hit me up with it, Chris.
About the long-awaited super-duper graphics?
I did hear about
it. Is officially dead.
Just, why?
I was so sad when I read it.
I actually am so sad as well. I've been waiting for it for so long.
So Eurogamer has posted the article. Apparently it proved, quote, too technically demanding to implement. So more than 2 years after its initial unveiling, Mojang has finally confirmed that Minecraft's very long awaited super duper graphics pack is no longer in development. It initially announced the super duper graphics pack along with Minecraft's Better Together update. While the latter was a core system update moving all platforms except PS4 to the game's new Bedrock version, enabling crossplay in the process. And the super duper graphics was all about aesthetics. It would give the survival game a massive optional visual overhaul, initially launching alongside the then imminent Xbox One X version. And Better Together would bring 4K HDR support, as well as improving lighting, water, and shadows. But it would in the end prove too much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we knew we were never going to get it on like the Switch. But like, I'm just disappointed, Chris.
Even watching the old like trailer, the announcement trailer for it, it looks so beautiful.
I wanted it so bad.
And we know, although, we spoke of this in the podcast.
Have you seen the shader packs that like PC players have been using?
Yes.
Like they've come a long way. Yeah. I'd say they probably looked at that and they were like, we're working like our ass off to try and like get this on like a base level. Whereas these guys who are just doing their spare time are like way ahead of us. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just, they obviously give up. That sucks though.
It's crazy, yeah.
I love Minecraft and I like it to look good.
Yeah, I know.
Although it has come a long way. Like I was comparing the...
like the Java? The original?
Yeah, the Java version now compared to like what it used to be on Xbox.
Oh,
it's so much better. Yeah. And even the new Xbox or whatever, Bedrock edition, is so much cleaner looking.
I don't like it though. It's so much cleaner. Yeah. I just don't like the like the user interface.
The way they changed it, yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's like they just like give up on crafting basically.
Yeah.
But like... I like how it looks.
It looks so good. Yeah.
I'm an aesthetic man, Chris. And
isn't there like aquatic update like included in that as well?
It's crazy. I'm not sure. I thought it was so pointless. But then I started seeing turtles.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and dolphins.
Maybe
and,
that's so bad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The dolphins are so cool.
Sorry, I have one other piece of news. Towns near Area 51 warn people to stay away from the planned festival. Mm. So remember we touched on this about the whole... Did you see the petition was taken down?
Was it?
It was, not the petition, the, what was it?
It was like an Evite or something.
An Evite, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the man behind a proposed raid of Area 51 is now organizing a music festival in the town closest to the military base.
Oh, I did see this, yeah.
Yeah. The nearest town to Area 51 has warned people to stay away from the music festival being organized by the man behind a call to arms that saw more than 2 million people sign up to storm the military base. So many committed to the proposed raids of the complex in Nevada in the hope of seeing aliens that the U.S. Air Force felt compelled to warn it, quote, stands ready to protect America and its assets.
Oh my God.
And then the Facebook event was eventually shut down after its organizer admitted it was a joke.
Such a hardline stance from the US government. Yeah. Like, it was clearly a joke.
In the spirit of its original plan, is now living on in the form of alien stock. A party in the desert set to take place in the nearby town of Rachel next month.
You know what? I guarantee you this is going to wind up being like that fire festival. Do you remember it?
What was that?
Do you ever see that fire festival thing on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's like... it was like this festival that they planned out in like an island.
Okay.
Like it was meant to be Pablo Escobar's island.
Right.
And they were
listening.
Like, yeah, right. And they were going to have like... Instagram influencers come out like this was like last year this all happened.
No way.
And like they were like charging like $1,000 for like the cheapest ticket and all, and it was like everyone was going to stay in these like glamping, like fancy tents and like villas, and there was like this brilliant lineup, all these musicians were coming.
With it, that it just
basically didn't... they decided to do all this stuff out in a fucking remote island where they had no access to anything. And like his plan was like to bring everyone in on a boat. They come out to like the party and then they go back and sleep on the boat. Like a big, like a cruise liner. It was like, they just, like the logistically, Chris, you can't do this. You can't just like take like 100,000 people and put them on an island. But they had planned it and they'd already like advertised it.
I think he just seen dollar bills.
Yeah. He'd sold so many tickets that they tried to do it and it was like fucking shambles.
Well, if they tried, does that mean he keeps the money? Because technically...
No, he got done for fraud.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck.
Because he lied like so many times. And he was like borrowing money and more money and more money. Like,
what a man. What a man.
You should check it out actually. It's a good documentary. But this sounds like that. It says they're going to go to the desert. People are going to be fucking dehydrated and dying. And like this dude's going to be like, I just thought we could all, you know, party in the sun, you know?
I think it suits this podcast cool down to the ground. It's just another empty promise.
Yeah.
I'll wait before I touch on the last two bits of news I have.
All my news is stupid, Chris.
That's fine. I love it.
There's been some serious news happening the last couple of weeks. I don't know if people want serious news from this podcast.
I feel like
when we touch on the serious news, it gets too heavy.
Do you want a bit of serious news?
Gets too real.
Or do you want to just leave the serious news?
I don't know. That's what I think. I mean, like, lots of bad things have happened.
Yeah, let's leave the serious news.
Let's keep it light.
Yeah, let's keep it light. Yeah, fuck the serious news.
On that note, an award-winning lamb is now under investigation for performance-enhancing drugs.
An award-winning lamb?
Oh, no!
How do you become an award-winning lamb, though?
It's like a show lamb.
Oh.
Like a show lamb. My thing has not saved.
No way.
So all I've got for you now, Chris, are fancy headlines, I guess.
That's perfect. I love headlines.
No in-depth analysis whatsoever.
You could literally be making these up.
It's literally clickbait.
Okay, perfect.
And you can't even click, is what it is.
It's just bait.
Is what it is.
Right.
I did read these, so I might be able to recall some.
Give me some clickbait.
Man facing car theft charges arrested after allegedly arriving at his court case in another stolen vehicle.
What a man. What? That's nearly better than the guy who organized a fake party. Oh.
He's an Australian dude who was like showing up to court for stealing a car in a recently reported stolen blue like Mercedes or something.
That's brilliant.
I just love people who do that. Like, people just don't give a fuck.
Is it like that whole like the closer you are to danger, the further you are from harm?
Maybe that's what he's thinking. Yeah. He's like, you know, you stole my last car. Yeah. You took away my last car.
They're never going to be looking for a stolen car at my court case. This, you know?
Well, I actually really like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Bookmakers are taking bets on what the government will ration first after Brexit.
Oh.
So Paddy Power, who obviously don't care about this type of controversial stuff.
No.
They're taking bets. What will it be? Will it be milk? Will it be meat? Will it be like medicine? What's going to run out first after Brexit? What do you think it is, Chris? I think it's going to be... It's going to be fucking patience. It's going to be the first thing I'm going to say after Brexit. Boris Johnson.
Oh, God, that's right. Oh, there's a lot of stuff that's happened.
Yeah, that all happened.
Yeah, that all happened, yeah.
Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister.
And now he's working on like this like policing measures and stuff across England.
I don't know what he's
doing. It's like 79 days to Brexit, the Brexit deadline.
Yeah, and he says he's...
Sky News is counting it down.
They're on top of it, Chris. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to be. Finally, Chris, you're going to like this one. McDonald's paper straws.
I heard
can't be recycled.
Can't be recycled. Yeah. This blew my fucking mind when I heard this day. I was like, oh my God.
Everyone's been cracking up about the McDonald's straws being paper now.
Oh, 100%.
And it's like such a pain in the hole.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, it's fine. We're trying to save the environment. We're trying to stop plastic in the oceans. Mm-hmm. And then you find out this, and it's just like...
Oh, come on, you had one job.
Yeah.
You had one job. If you're going to make that this big change, that's going to cause like monumental uproar. Just do it right, yeah. You know? Yeah, apparently they're not like 100% recyclable.
No. It's because, I think it's because people complained that they were too thin. Oh. So they made them thicker.
Thicker and now they can't. So it's more cardboard, yeah, or so whatever.
Now it's too thick to be recycled.
So is it going to be a case, do you think, where they're going to bite the bullet and step down and go back to plastic? Or do you think they're going to...
No.
No.
No. They're describing it as like a temporary thing and eventually like recyclers will recycle it. Wow. But it's like, it was so funny because they were like, don't worry though, because McDonald's waste doesn't go to a landfill anyway. It all gets like burnt for like energy. Yeah. And I was like, so why don't you just burn the plastic?
Yeah, right. No. Like,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if it's not going to a landfill.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you fucking use for your straws.
Oh my God.
But I just, part of me is like, I want to save the environment and all. And another part of me is like,
yeah,
is this just a PR stunt? Like plastic straws.
I know.
I don't know, Chris.
I actually had a, I had a McDonald's from the last time we spoke, and I had another plastic straw and I didn't enjoy it. Our paper straw, sorry, yeah. I didn't enjoy it.
We had paper straws with milkshakes and it just was not
terrible.
It just wasn't.
I tell a lie, I had two McDonald's from the last time we spoke. One was only for a milkshake, one was for a meal. The one time I went for a milkshake, I had plastic straws with me.
You bought with?
Oh, 100%.
Smart.
Yeah. Always have them. Other news, D, that we missed out on. What about Ninja leaving Twitch?
Oh, yeah.
That was big news. This, yeah. So Ninja, the like fucking head like streaming guy in the world.
The Fortnite.
Yeah, that guy. Massively popular on Twitch. Like number one streamer in the world. Makes tons and tons of money off Twitch. Left Twitch to go to Microsoft's streaming platform.
Mixer.
That's what it is.
Have you heard about what's happened subsequently now?
About his site?
About his page on Twitch. But
they were using it to like boost other pages and stuff, but apparently porn or something.
Yeah, exactly. So like instead of like, he left the site, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of all his like footage still being like there, like you know, with past clips and stuff, they just made it so that when you go to his page, it's like, oh, he isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
But here's like other popular Fortnite streamers.
Yeah.
And the most popular Fortnite stream was like a fucking porno channel.
That's fantastic.
And our Ninja was like freaking out.
Because what are you doing? Like, it's still under my name, basically.
His
name,
it's all his like logos and stuff. Yeah. And there's a fucking big dick on the page. All these kids coming to find Ninja. And
but that's the thing. Because they shut down the page like literally like seconds after he made the announcement.
It was like they were obviously bitter that he was leaving.
Absolutely. Like, why would you, like, how could they not hold on to like their biggest? I think as it's obvious, Touchdown. I don't know if for anybody who's big on, did you hear about this? That they're not untouchable, basically.
That's pretty much it. Like, because like, they are like more or less unopposed. You talk about streaming.
Streaming, yeah.
YouTube has streaming, but like no one really uses it for that. Now Mixer's kind of like, this will probably boost Mixer.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better.
And he said that he quote, wanted to go back to his roots.
Oh, yeah, because he's a Halo player.
This would be huge for the latest Halo coming out.
True, like,
if he's on Microsoft platform with the latest Halo, like, that's going
to... For sure, he's going to switch to Halo when it comes out.
100%.
I'd love to see that, actually.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'd play me some Halo.
And last bit of news... In the time we last spoke, there was a guy who has won, I don't know if you heard about this lottery game basically, but you don't win like a sum straight out, you win it and they give it to you in monthly installments. He's the first person to go public with his like winnings. But basically, D, this guy gets 10,000 sterling a month for the next 30 years of his life.
Jesus Christ.
Works out like 3.something million.
Is that it?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
But he gets it in 10 grand installment. I think that's a fantastic way to get it. Yeah. I would love
to get it. You can do that. I'm pretty sure you can do that with...
Like if you win like the national lottery? Just,
there's some, they try and make you choose. It's like you take a lump sum and then like they take like a chunk off of it. Or you do... Oh, no. You take a lump sum, you get it all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take it monthly, they take like a chunk off it. So you get less money overall.
Less money, but you get it.
Yeah.
They also do that if you don't choose to go public with it as well.
They take a chunk off you.
Yeah.
It's bullshit,
like. So you do win a lot.
Did you ever see the clip of the dude? I think he was Jamaican. It was like a Jamaican lottery winner. And he won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to take the full amount, but he didn't want to reveal his details.
Okay.
So he came and he accepted the check wearing a Scream mask.
No way.
You see this? Yeah. And
nothing can be done, basically?
No, nothing can be done because like he fulfilled like the terms of the contract. He arrived, he made a statement and he left.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I don't know if it worked out that well, but yeah. It's a thought. If you ever win the lottery, you know.
I would love to get 10 grand a month.
Did we ever discuss the curse of the lottery on this podcast as well?
No.
I read about this once. I'm pretty sure we had an episode called What Will We Do If We Win the Lottery?
Yeah.
So go. I definitely talked about this.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you want to refresh me?
What I can remember of it is that like a lot of people who win the lottery go bankrupt. Like,
oh yeah.
Like not like 10%, like 30 or 40%. Like a big chunk of people, wow, who win the lottery end up losing it all.
Really?
Yeah. There was one guy who got completely tucked to the cleaners. As soon as he won the lottery, everyone started suing him because they knew who he was. They knew he had money.
Suing him for what?
For anything. Like if they fell like outside his house, oh no, that was, I'm claiming off of you.
Negligence, he owned like a business in the driveway or something?
Yeah, everything. Wow. So people change when they know when there's money involved. But that is if you win the lottery. There are some tips on that episode of the podcast, right, to follow.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, find that episode. What would we do if we won the lottery? Yeah. That's a recent enough episode.
No, we forgot all about it.
So we're not going to talk about the lottery this week. Are you good to go into?
I got one more piece of news.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Apologies.
Sure, brought it up whenever we were talking about Ninja and Fortnite. Fortnite had their like worldwide competition. You're bound to have heard about this.
I did. Yeah.
The winner was a 16-year-old kid who won $3 million. $3 billion. $3 million US dollars. He's 16.
That's incredible.
Oh my god.
Did Ninja not even qualify for this or something?
Yeah, people were talking about Ninja, was he in it? And it was like, there was like, they did like a grassroots like qualification, so anyone could apply.
Yeah.
And he went out like really early. Not early.
It's like the FA Cup basically.
Pretty much like the FA Cup, but like he didn't even get to like the top, anywhere near the top.
That's crazy.
This 16-year-old kid won it, and not only did he win it,
he just annihilated it.
He played his final game and he was like, just like for fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
That's crazy. Unbelievable. 16. But wasn't like the 16-year-olds who wins like $3 million, but wasn't like the runner up and the next one down like $1 million or something? Like, there's a big cash
first prize. First place fund. Got 1 million, 3 million. And then second, third, fourth, and fifth shared 1 million between them as well.
It's a lot of money. The money for Fortnite. Yeah. Insane. Jesus.
Imagine being $3 million.
Imagine 16. We had six. Yeah,
we wouldn't ever have to work again.
No,
I guess it's insane. But anyway,
that's crazy.
Apparently, to get to that level, it's like, have you seen any of the footage of that kid who won?
No.
Like, Chris, do you remember playing Fortnite? It's like, oh, you run, you hide behind cover, and you shoot. These guys are like, they're constantly in the air building fucking things.
Yeah,
and
all I can imagine.
It's like it's not even fathomable to us.
Do you think? And I know we. I don't even know if it's relevant. Do you think Fortnite's going to take a hit when Call of Duty comes out?
There's already been a Call of Duty.
True.
That has a fucking battle.
I don't know why, but I'm so excited for this next Call of Duty.
I've heard great things, yeah.
Yeah. I am. I'm properly excited. I don't know why.
Honestly, because no. I mean, realistically, older generation will play Call of Duty, and the same generation who play Fortnite will continue to play Fortnite.
True.
Until, I don't know, Minecraft Battle Royale comes out or something.
Oh my god, what a game. Yeah. I don't know why I said that. I've been thinking of Call of Duty a lot lately. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it, Dave. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about our topic this week. Our big topic this week. Our main topic this week is, as you may have guessed from the title of this episode, bucket lists. We are here today to rhyme off our ideas for bucket lists. Our ideas in travel, food, things, experiences, things that we would like to accomplish. Bucket lists, if you like.
Just all the things we want to do.
I also have then some popular bucket list ideas to run by after we go through some of the things we'd like to do or in amongst it. And then maybe a story or two, heartwarming story or two.
Oh, a story or two.
Different bucket lists.
Oh, I like that.
Completely around the world to wrap us up.
I hope some people out there finish their bucket lists.
100%. So basically, in case you don't know what a bucket list is, it's like a list of things you write out that you want to do basically within a set period of time, mostly or generally within like your lifetime.
Yeah. Like the concept is the things you want to do before you kick the bucket.
Ah, yes, you die. Of course. Makes sense.
But a lot of people do it like, a lot of people would say like, what's your bucket list for 2019?
Yeah.
They do it like year by year. And it's like, what do you want to do this year? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of more than that. But I think like the big high concept thing is like things that you will do before you die.
Yeah. 100%. They vary so much from person to person. It is a very individual thing. That's why I like to read different people's. There's a load of posts all over the internet about it, but I wrote down a couple of things that I'd like to do. Food, travel, but a lot of mine is like to do with travel, different places I like to see and things like that.
Shockingly, not many of mine are.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Travel is something that a lot of people do put in. It annoys me as well. Like one of the more popular bucket list entries is travel the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is generic as fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. A little bit more specifically.
Excuse me, Dee, while I update my bucket list. Travel.
I want to travel the world. What part of the world? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Well, here's an example of mine. One of my bucket list things is to travel to Rio to see Cristo Redentor.
There you go.
The Christ the Redeemer statue. Mm. You know, the big statue of Christ that stands arms out, the big white statue in Rio.
Top of that mountain.
I would love to see that.
There you go.
That's not Sugar something mountain in Brazil.
I don't know. Yeah.
There's a mountain called Sugar something. Sugar Lump Mountain.
Sugar Loaf Mountain, maybe it is. I've made that up. I know.
See, there's Sugar Lump or Sugar Loaf Mountain in Brazil. That could be. I don't know if that is.
I mean, it kind of is because it's like a big round.
Could be. Thing. All I know is I want to see that statue. That's just something on my list. I would like to do that.
And go see the what's the stadium in there? The Maracana.
I don't know.
It's in Brazil somewhere. It was the World Cup final. Was in it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really remember that World Cup all so much. But yeah, I'd also like to see the favelas.
Or the favela.
Yeah. I would like to see that a lot. Just to see... I think they've turned the favelas... What is it? Favela. You know what we're talking about. The slums, the shanty towns in Brazil. They, like... I think... Although slummy, if you like, are, like, very much a touristy thing now.
They probably are, actually.
Yeah. A lot of people want to see them. Yeah. And then I feel that these people could make a relatively decent living out of, like... kind of exploiting their circumstances, basically.
Probably, actually,
you know,
yeah.
Like authentic favela cuisine, you know.
When I was in Lisbon
last
year, there was a part of it that Murray wanted to take us to. Mm-hmm. Forget the name of it, but he was like, it's like a really old part of the city, very authentic, kind of like out there.
Yeah.
But we got in there and you could tell that it had been marketed.
Okay.
And now it was like more touristy than like... Originally, like, it was meant to be like an old, like, forgotten part of the city that hadn't been like modernized like the rest of it. But now it was like they're using the fact that it's not modern to be touristy.
To be
like,
touristy. I think
that happens everywhere.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. That's why we have like touristy things.
Tourists ruin everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Give me one of yours. What's one of your bucket lists?
A couple of mine are very annoyingly cliche.
Okay, perfect.
You know what I mean?
They're probably going to be on mine.
Probably my top one. This is the one that I like initially. I wrote really this down and I was like, I definitely want to do this before I die. 1,100 utterly percent.
Okay.
Go see the Northern Lights.
Oh, that's in mine.
Yeah.
That's in mine.
It's in a lot of people's, I think. It's a very, very popular one. But kind of like edging off of that, I think a less popular one, purely because of like less availability, is I'd love to see an eclipse as well.
Oh.
Eclipse
nice.
Is definitely like, I will travel. Very far.
To see the other side of the world.
I'll go, like, there was one in America last year. If I had the money, I would have went.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They're not common. I don't think the next one in Europe isn't until, like, 2024.
Why is it that it only happens in, like, it happens in certain places? Why is that?
Because it's like the moon is the exact same size as the sun.
At a certain point?
Yeah, from our angle.
Okay.
But it's like, if you, like, zoom out and look at that at the Earth, that's only, like, going down to one point of the Earth.
Oh.
And then it only happens, the moon only moves in front of the sun for like a period of time. So essentially, imagine drawing a line on the globe.
Right.
That's where the eclipse happens. It's not like everywhere, it's just like one little line.
One area gets it. Wow, that's so cool.
So it's like, yeah.
Oh, it happens like within like a matter of minutes, doesn't it?
I think the whole thing only lasts about 10 minutes or maybe 15. But
the moon just passes in front of the sun.
It's like it gets darker and darker and darker. And then the totality lasts like 40 seconds, I think.
Is that just complete?
The sun is completely eclipsed by the moon.
Wow.
And apparently you can just see like a
circular.
No, do you know the sun's like, you know them things that shoot off the sun?
Yep.
You can see those like very faintly because the moon just blocks out the sun's light.
That's
all you can see
crazy.
Is those. I have to see it. Like.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is there like better places to go in the world to see it? Does it happen more often in any specific area?
I actually don't know. I would be inclined to say it happens more at the equator, but I don't know.
That's a good shout. That's a good shout. Wow. Solar light or Northern Lights. I'd like to see solar lights, Dee. The Northern Lights.
Because you see solar lights every day, buddy.
The Northern Lights is definitely one of mine. You can actually do a pretty cool thing. There's like, do you ever see the glass roof igloos you can stay in?
That's awesome. No, I've never seen that.
So they take you way out. You have to go by like sled dog way out to these like individual igloos. And they cost quite a bit per night to stay in, obviously. But if you want to see it, this would be something you do. You might stay in like a hotel, travel out. I forget where this is. This is the worst part. Could be like Greenland, maybe.
Yeah, somewhere Greenland makes sense, northern. Yeah.
Travel away out. There's a glass roof igloo. You spend the night. It's warm. It's cozy. But then you have this glass roof and you can watch the whole Aurora Borealis right above your head.
Aurora Borealis. Class. That sounds awesome.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I'd definitely really like to see that. For that. Yeah. There's places that just, it happens like all the time.
It happens pretty frequently. Yeah, I know there's places in Norway and stuff like that, like those like
up towards the poles basically. Yeah.
Iceland apparently gets it very frequently. Like they advertise that as one of their touristy things to do. Yeah. I like to go to Iceland as well, just for other reasons, because it looks amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
So I might see the Northern Lights when I'm there. What?
One of my things, Dee, have you ever heard of the Pacific Crest Trail?
I had never heard of it. I found it whilst looking this up.
Really? Well, I want to walk the Pacific Crest Trail.
I'm guessing this is on the west coast of America.
Yep, it is. It runs from the Canadian border all the way down to the New Mexican border.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, damn.
It's the full length. It's like 2,500 miles, I think.
Oh, shit.
And people are like, well, that's a silly kind of walk. You know, you never walk out. You can, but there's a certain period within the year that it's best to do within 6 months because of weather and all this kind of thing. The entire trail is marked out. It's crazy how like well kept it is, and it's not like there's no people keeping it. It's just from the people who walk it and hike it. They look after the trail, that kind of thing.
That's good.
But you can do it. You need a kind of average in around 20 to 25 miles of hiking a day to be able to do it within like the 6 month parameters. I think it's before like the winter comes or like the rain season comes.
Where do you start? Do you start north going south or south going north?
South going north. Start in New Mexico. New Mexico, or is it New Mexico? And the Mexican border, is that New Mexico?
It's on the border, yeah.
There is a phenomenal documentary, not documentary, but a video on YouTube. It's won loads of awards of two brothers who did it. And they just kind of document it. I think it only lasts like 17, 18 minutes. Watch it. It's just called like PCT maybe, and then whatever year they did it in. It'll be like one of the first things you search for. Incredible. It looks amazing.
You look that up.
Yeah, definitely. You walk through like, you got like walk like the Sierra Nevadas, that mountain range, Portland, Oregon, all along there, Washington, all the way into Canada. It's just so much scenery. It just changes so much. You walk underneath underpasses and like California and stuff, just away, and then just away from all life whatsoever. It's so cool. I'd love to do that. It doesn't cost too much to do either. It's
I suppose you're just camping out.
You have to pay for your like camp permit, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah,
to like light fires and stuff like that. But that's it. Yeah, incredible.
6 months of your life though.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be so good to do though. Just go off radar for like 5 months, 6 months.
Just listen to podcasts, read books.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Like, yeah.
I kind of have something related to that. Mm-hmm. Mine is just Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, I want to go for like 6 months to Canada.
Yeah,
and just people I know have went there and worked for a while.
Yeah.
And like, I don't really want to do that. I want to go and see. I want to have like 6 months to just explore. Just to see the. Incredible. Because it looks amazing.
Yeah.
It looks glorious.
Yeah. Oh, 100% agree. Canada, Alaska, always interesting.
Yeah. All, yeah. You know, maybe you might even see the Northern Lights when you're up around there. Like, you know what I mean? Nice. It just seems so like wild and varied. Like, you can see like snow plains, you can see like forests. Everything you could see the Niagara Falls. That's another one you could probably put in there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Niagara Falls.
Running off Niagara Falls. Ooh. I would like to. I know not really, but
that's
would
something
like,
I would advise. By the way,
running off Niagara Falls. No, I might try to swim across it. swim across the falls. I want to go to Rome specifically for the Sistine Chapel. I just want to stand in and see it. Yeah. I just want to see.
Can anyone go into the Sistine Chapel?
Yes. Okay. Cool. Yes, it's open to like tourists as far as
you can see Michelangelo's ceiling.
Yeah, unbelievable. I want to see that. I'd like to see Colosseums and I'd like to see the Vatican. Yeah,
Laura was saying one of her bucket list things was the Colosseum.
Oh yeah,
which she got to do.
Yeah. Oh, she got to do it.
She got to see the Colosseum. So
wow,
quite happy with that. I'd like to see the Colosseum, I guess.
Yeah. I don't have a massive interest in like, you know, gladiatorial history or anything.
No,
like
no. Just the
Roman, just the sheer kind of, I just want to see the building itself.
It's 2,000 or 3,000 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
Like, I love shit like that.
Yeah. I would love to see that.
Again, kind of related to that concept, the pyramids.
Oh, yeah. The pyramids.
Gotta see the pyramids.
100%.
The thing about it is, I kind of made this point. I didn't make this point at all. I'm about to make this point.
Yeah.
It's like, you can see a picture of the pyramids, you can see 1,000 pictures of the pyramids, and you can be impressed, but I don't think it's going to be anything like...
Until you're standing at
standing in front of the pyramids.
100%. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Fucking 5,000 years, 3,000, I don't know, old. Yeah. 5,000 years old, right? Yeah. And it's just like, right there, massive, daunting in front of you. I just think that is insane.
I think, just what you were saying there about having to be there, I think I kind of felt like that with, when I went to New York... I was like, I want to see the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, and I was like,
you know, all we see here is just like, you know, the images of that day.
The pictures.
And then when I seen it and I seen like the area that it was in and what the towers were and like the height of the buildings around it, I was just like, holy shit. It's like one of those things you just have to be there.
It's an experience.
So I can't, like the pyramids would just be like, and the Sphinx and all that too.
Yeah,
that would
exactly.
Be incredible. Up to the Valley of the Kings. That would be an incredible trip. Is Egypt pretty war-torn? Is it hard to...
No, I think Egypt is... I think it had, like, in the 90s maybe. I haven't a clue.
Used to be pretty dangerous though, didn't it?
I think so, yeah. It had problems. I think it's still, like, kind of like a... it's like a... No, I think it's pretty touristy now, to be honest.
Is it? Yeah.
I think the Cairo is pretty...
Okay.
It's like...
Nice.
I don't think there's any, like, warnings or anything about it. I'd love to go.
Somewhere else I would like to visit on my bucket list is Old Havana in, like, Cuba.
Oh yeah,
I'd love
to see
Cuba, part of Cuba, like that old kind of, what's the word for it? Not, can't think of the, you know, like old kind of fucking hipster kind of, you know, what is it? What is that? Like 80s?
Oh,
you know, like old Havana. You know, just like I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, the old parts of Miami,
like retro,
kind of retro. Yeah, just the old lifestyle.
I know what you mean.
I don't know. Yeah.
The colors and the vibrance.
Exactly, yeah. I can't think of what it is. I want to see Cuba, basically. I'd like to see Cuba.
Cuba could be good.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He could be good, too.
That's on my bucket list. I got to go see
him. Got to go see Cuba Gooding. And the Easter Island. I'd like to see an Easter Island head.
Well, there you go. Actually, that's a great one. Yeah. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. I seen an Easter Island head in the museum in New York.
In Nedithy Museum?
Yeah, I seen it in that natural history museum.
But did you actually?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's there and it's pretty big.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking big. It's pretty incredible. Like, but I want to see them on the island. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
yeah.
a freaky island. Nothing lives, nothing grows. It's just an island with these fucking heads. Like, were they at full tower? I don't know. You know, were they like big like statues, you know?
You're going to go in there and you're going to work it out, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to work gonna out.
Crack the
I'm
going to
solve it. Yeah, 100%.
Another one kind of like that. Is the Grand Canyon. Oh, yeah. I think it's one where it's just like...
You have to see.
You really can't appreciate it. Like, no. It's just... It, no. Basically, it's a massive hole in the ground, but it's like such a big hole in the ground.
I know.
It's just vast and just like amazing.
Enormous like that.
I'd love to go see it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm actually not that fond. Not fond, but I don't think I'd ever like be mad pushing to go to visit America.
Okay, yeah.
Florida, Disneyland, stuff like that, course, that's fine. Yeah. But like actually going like tour America, a lot of people want to do that.
That's on mine, I want to say. I'm fascinated by America.
Yeah, I could probably leave, I could pass on America in general, but there's so many, there's just a couple of things you have to go and see, I think.
Yeah.
Yellowstone is
another one. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yellowstone, Yosemite, all the big parks, Zion National Park.
I think it's so many parks.
They got so many good parks. Visit the Redwoods in California.
There's another one.
That would definitely be up there. And the Golden Gate Bridge, I'd like to see it. Definitely.
Walk across it.
100%.
Over the top of it.
I used to always think I wanted to ski. I don't really know if I want to ski.
Skiing looks hard.
I think so. I think a skiing holiday to me is like, I could be way off, but a lot of effort.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Up the mountain, down the mountain.
Up the mountain. Yeah, exactly. Seems like a lot of work for like little reward, basically.
Well,
I mean, you're going to come in tired.
I mean, you're talking about hiking 2,000 miles.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Skiing, though, I think a lot of people go skiing because you go back to a chalet and you drink and it's warm and it's cold outside. There's that kind of like feeling as well. Yeah. There's like a lot of fun to be had on a ski holiday.
True. Yeah, maybe.
And normally, I don't know why, but in my head, people who go like, when you go skiing, you don't go like just you and like a couple of people. Mm-hmm. It's like always a group of people go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a group of us going. There's like 8 or 9 of us going skiing. It's always why?
That. It's
why?
Like,
it's like, why can you not just go by yourself or with one other?
It's because you need a group, Chris. Maybe. That's what makes it so fun.
I don't know.
There's the laptop.
Is the laptop dying on us?
I got...
You want to go? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, another one kind of like out there, like the visceral experience is, and it's very popular, skydiving.
Oh yeah.
I'd love to go skydiving.
See, the thing is, skydiving, like, you can kind of just go at any time. Yeah, you can just pay and go.
Yeah. It's like 100 quid. We can just go and do it tomorrow.
Why don't we do that though?
I know, I don't know. Why don't we just, said I was going to do it for my 21st birthday. Yeah.
Why don't we just put a bit of money aside and just go?
I'm 25.
I know
how that happened.
Aaron said it to me a while ago. He was like, do you want to go do a skydive? I was like, my first question was, what's it for?
Yeah, it always is for like a charity or something, isn't
but
it?
But he was like, no, we'll just go. I was like, who just goes skydiving? I'd love
to. At least fucking stick like a sticker or something on you. Like, yeah. You know, I don't know, breast cancer.
Breast cancer or awareness. Or yeah. Alzheimer's or something like that. Yeah, we're doing it for something. I wonder, do they get many people who just pay and go?
I'd say they probably do. Yeah. I think stag party shit like that would probably be popular for
them. Okay, yeah. I'd like to see that, yeah. Not see it, I'd like to experience that, yeah.
I'd go skydiving.
Just hurtling myself out of a plane. I think I would much prefer skydiving than bungee jumping. I don't trust bungee. I don't trust the cords. I don't know. I just don't.
That's fair. Yeah. I don't understand. I actually understand that. It's like, skydiving is like, this parachute comes out. Okay? Yeah. It makes sense. You fly a kite, like, it catches the wind. Mm-hmm. That's how a parachute works.
Yeah.
Whereas a bungee rope is like, ropes snap all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's like, I'm in a plane for a skydive, and I'm just going to jump out into nothingness. Yeah. And I have umpteen time to think about what's going to happen to me, or how I'm going to get out of this. Whereas bungee jumping, you're literally just hurling yourself off. Like, you can see the floor.
Yeah, there's nothing to stop you.
No.
The idea isn't to stop you. You're supposed to go full speed right to the bottom.
Right to the bottom.
And then you get pulled back up. Whereas a parachute, the idea is to slow down.
Yeah.
Quite considerably.
I just have this fear that I would jump and the last thing I would hear is like, that's not connected. That's not attached to him.
Have you ever seen there's a video of that?
God, that would petrify me.
Yeah, there's a video of that, I think. And it's like, I think it's one of those things where
it's a paraglider? The thing that you run.
It's like you sit into like a. You know the things. You don't see them in like. Like sort of.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. The two big.
So yeah, on a big rope.
Yeah, the big trampoline thing almost. Yeah, yeah, you sit in like a harness.
A little capsule in the middle and you're flung up into the air.
Yeah.
There's these two girls and they're sitting. And your guy's like coming in and checking your thing. And he says, puts his finger up, he says, hold on a second to the dude. And the other dude just like hits the button to go.
Yeah.
And as soon as he does that, the dude who told him to stop was like, no, not yet. And the girl literally loses her life.
Yeah.
She is shitting bricks. Yeah. She's like, what?
I have seen that actually.
And straight up. And it's like, obviously, she was fine.
It's a setup, yeah. Oh,
fuck me. Could you imagine that moment?
The fear, that moment of terror? Holy shit.
It's
like being on a roller coaster or something, you know? I think like, you know, what if this just... Like,
it's goes off.
I did that. You know that roller coaster we did? Well, you and Aaron did it together and then I did it after you separately. You know the free fall at Busch Gardens that goes all the way to the top,
tilts you
90 degrees, holds you for a while, and then just drops you. I thought when that tilted me, I was like, if my like harness here just opens,
I am
just hurtling towards
so
the floor.
Dead. Yeah.
So strange.
You're high enough that the fall will kill you, but not high enough that you can't find some soft ground.
I'm not finding it. I'm just finding the tarmac. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
What else would I like to learn to do? I would like to play the guitar. Learn to play the guitar. Or piano.
Yeah, learn to play an instrument
would be pretty good.
It's one of the ones I have.
I think, is piano or guitar harder?
Your piano's harder.
It doesn't seem harder to me.
I don't know, maybe you're gifted.
maybe
I base this on the fact that like seemingly anybody can pick up a guitar, whereas piano is kind of like, you know, you have to put down quite a bit of money to get a guitar.
True.
You
know what I mean? Well, you could get
a piano.
You could get a wee keyboard. Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
It's like I think at like a basic level, piano's probably easier because it's just like play the note.
Yeah.
But have you seen proper pianists? Like they don't play with like these fingers. They play with like the thumb and the pinky finger.
Yeah.
Like dun dun dun, and you're like,
what's he doing? Yeah.
And then I think that's very difficult. Whereas guitar is like this hand always does a strumming and this hand always does like a
changing of the chord.
A chord.
Yeah, I get it. Let me see. What else have I got here?
I got one. Yeah. Make a video game.
Oh, that's like make a video game?
Yeah, it's a personal thing of me. I really would love to make something that I can control from start to finish, and then you can just play.
That'd be pretty cool, yeah.
It's like some people like to like write a story is a very popular one, or write a book.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to do something like that, except
I'd love to write a book.
It's an interactive book.
Oh, an interactive.
That you read with your fingers.
That's brilliant.
Through a screen.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that'd be, have you any ideas on what you'd actually create or what you would do?
Like, this is the thing. The things I want to create are like so very, very far beyond my ability that they would never, ever happen. Like, but the first thing they always say when you're like making a game is like, take the idea you want to do and make it about 1,000 times simpler and make that game first.
Okay.
Because you're never, like, oh, people, there's this meme on Reddit. It's this girl. She's like, I'm making a 100% science-based dragon MMO. And you're like, this is my first game I've ever made. I appreciate some tips. You're like, you're going to make a game that like EA, fucking Activision, all the big giants can't make properly. You're going to make it by yourself.
In your first
go. On your first try.
Okay.
You got to get out of here.
I mean, she could surprise us
she
all.
She could. All right. Yeah, she could do it. Yeah. But it's like, you got to start off super simple. And it's like the game I really want to make, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, if I ever even got like, the chance to do it, I would take it. It's a lost game, a proper lost game. Go to the island. Yeah. You explore all of it. You can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
Chris, it'd be trippy. But
we've said that before. Lost would be a great game.
It's the only game I want. Mm-hmm. But I'd never be able to make that. But whatever. That's one for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my job is like programming. So I have a bit of like knowledge about it. Like, there's the bar to entry for that is getting lower and lower. Because you got things like Unity and what's the other one?
Oh, are these like coding kind of?
These are like game engines. Oh. Unity and the one Epic use Gears is built on it. What do you call that? Gears of War is Unreal. Unreal Engine. You can get those for free and you can just start programming.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you got to make all of the
the
characters and all that stuff and make it work.
Yeah.
But like, the engine itself is there, fully ready to go. So it's like, it's very possible. But it just takes time and effort, Chris. And
it's doable.
That's it. You got to do it before you kick
it. All right. It's doable.
Yeah.
I would like to spend New Year's Eve in another country.
Just in another country?
Yeah. Like, I think somewhere big, a nice big.
New York?
New York would be nice.
One of the ones I have here is go to New York, Times Square.
Times Square.
For New Year's.
New Year's.
But then the varying opinions that I've heard say that that's a complete waste of time.
Terrible idea.
It's like...
Yeah, it's just stupid.
It's like sardines in there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I could well imagine that. Yeah.
So it's like...
I get it. New York around Christmas time, I don't think I'd want...
Oh, really? No.
No, I don't think so.
Fair.
I like the hustle and bustle, but just on a regular like day, it's fine. Don't give me like anything special.
It's plenty. It's plenty, you know?
Yeah. Just, New Year's in another country, I think, would be pretty sweet. Like.
Fair.
Yeah. Don't know why.
Experience a different culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to experience loads of different
cultures. What about a Christmas in a different country?
Yeah, I think I could do that. I've always said, though, Christmas is always home with the family.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, it's not the same when it's not...
But maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. Bring the family somewhere.
There you go. Yeah. Let me see, what else? Well, one of mine, personal one, is I want to run a 100-mile race. I will do that at some point. I know I will do that at some point.
Do it halfway up the Pacific Crest trip?
Why not? I'll just run 100 miles of it.
Probably shouldn't do that.
No, probably not. I'll probably die.
Probably bad idea. 100 miles, that's insane. That's fucking
It is. Four it's marathons. Crazy. Yeah, yeah. But I can. I think I could do it.
I mean,
with enough training.
You definitely can do it.
I'd like to do it within like 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very realistic goal, I think. It's like, you definitely can do that, but like, it's just take the work and the discipline to train for that is going to be pretty immense.
Yeah.
But you definitely can do it.
Definitely can do it. Yeah.
You should do it.
I hope to do it.
Start today.
Okay. I will. I will. I would like to become a blood donor.
That's so simple to do, and yet I've never done it either.
Me either, no. My dad does it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant...
He did it like... Yeah, he does it all the time. He's got so many like pins and stuff.
You should just go with him.
I know.
Just the next time.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
I've been meaning to do this since I was 17
I've become a registered organ donor just while we're on the donor
subject. Yeah, I'm an organ... I got my donor card.
Are you?
Yeah. Let's see here. You can barely read it, but I always keep it in my wallet just in case. Take what you need.
This guy's an organ donor?
Take what you need, you guys.
Oh, wow.
See? It's completely... Like, I've had this since I was about 18, 20 maybe.
Fantastic.
You take what you need, guys.
Please let those closest to you know your wishes about organ donation.
I wouldn't
donation.
Take the heart. It's had some problems. And probably the liver. Yeah. Kidneys aren't so great either. Yeah. But anything else, it's good to go.
I would like to do that, This is something else I've thought of. I'd like to do a couple of good deeds for people. without them knowing.
Oh yeah, just do a good deed without claiming.
Yeah, yeah. No, like if I'm like buying groceries or something someday, I'll like buy the person behind me's groceries.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like buy them a meal. You know, if I'm like somewhere, just something, and then just.
Like they always do that in like Starbucks. You're like, I'll pay for the person behind me for their coffee, and you're like, why?
It's such a simple little deed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It just makes your day.
Yeah, exactly. Butterfly effect.
Where did I read this, Chris? I forget completely. I think it was like in America somewhere, and it was like someone who just did exactly what you described. They heard someone talking about money issues behind them, just said, pay for that. Didn't give their name, just walked out.
Class.
I think it was something like 10 grand. I think it was a lot of
money. That's class.
Some people just have
that's amazing. Yeah, I'd love that. Attend Comic-Con or another big gaming event.
That would be a lot of fun, actually.
We always used to talk about E3. Now, E3 is open to public now. I know it's quite hard still to get tickets and things. I don't even think I'd want to go to E3 anymore.
E3's like on the way down, kind of.
I think I like to go like PAX.
Yeah, well, like...
Something like that.
Something that's got more variety.
Yeah.
Because like once you see the games you want to see at E3, it's like, I'm done. Whereas those things you like, oh, I could see fucking with films, TV shows, comics.
Comic-Con would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, like, I think it'd be pretty awesome.
Definitely.
That's actually a really good one. Yeah. I never even thought of that. QCon, Chris, that covers you.
QCon, I mean, it's we're done. Thing.
Do you want to hear my crazy one?
Yeah.
This one kind of verges on not even possible, but if it is possible, I will do it.
I think...
Do you think you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
You say.
You tell me what you think it is.
Is it go to space?
It is go to space.
How did you know that? I know you like space, and I know you like all things
space. I love space.
I thought about space, and I was like, it's probably not possible. I'm not one on my list.
Yeah.
But why not?
Well, like, right, listen, what do you call him? Richard Branson?
Yeah, that's right.
Is trying to make it possible to visit space on like a, you fly up, you stay there for like an hour, and then you come right back down.
Amazing.
I would love to do that.
Just an hour up in space.
Zero gravity.
Yeah.
And you can see the Earth from like above. Mm-hmm. And you can see how small it is.
That's class.
I just think that would be amazing. Even if that cost me like 50 grand, I think I would genuinely think I would try and see it for that.
Yeah.
I would try and make that happen. Yeah.
That's a great goal. You know? That's a fantastic.
It's crazy. Because like, Chris, we're only 20. We're only in our 20s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We have a good 50, 60 years ahead of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot, yeah.
That can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
20 years ago, Chris.
Imagine standing in a bar, like, you know, people are like throwing out some facts and be like, oh, I've been to space.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I've been to space. I claimed fucking Mount Everest. Oh, that's pretty good. I've been to fucking space.
Speaking of which, I'd like to climb a mountain.
Yeah, climbing a mountain. I think Kilimanjaro is one of the more
Kilimanjaro, popular. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of because it's quite doable.
It's like, it's really tough, but doable. But doable.
I see a lot of celebrities doing it, so I figure I could probably do that.
It can't be too
difficult. They're doing it, I could probably do that.
Kilimanjaro seems really cool to me as well.
Apparently the altitude's quite sickening.
Yeah.
But I'd like definitely like to do that.
Everest is like the one that's like, everyone wants to do it, but like, it's just not.
There's a couple of they're called 14ers in Colorado in America. 14,000 feet you go up to.
Fuck.
And apparently they're really doable trails and stuff, but just takes a lot out of you.
Colorado it's just because it's on like a plane. It's just like, it's like 3,000 feet higher.
It's already like, you're already way up. Like, yeah. So a lot of athletes and stuff will go there to train for like altitude.
The Denver Broncos are just like, they have that stamina because they play all their matches.
Yeah.
At like altitude. Yeah. It's insane.
I'm not surprised.
But it's kind of like, I think Kenya as well. That's why all their runners are so good. Because they just train at altitude.
They're well above, yeah. I'd also like to visit or see Diamond Shitty in real life. Diamond Shitty. I'd love to see a baseball game.
Fenway Park.
So I'd like to combine the two. And I'll go to Fenway. Boston in general is
Boston
up there.
Seems really Boston's good. Boston's up I'd there. I'd love to go see Boston. Mainly because of Fallout 4.
I said that to Aaron. Aaron was like, why would you go to Boston? I was like, I would take my own Fallout 4 tour.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I would just walk around and be like, oh my God, there's fucking MIT. Oh my God, there's something else.
There's Swan's Park.
There's Swan's Park. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know.
But apparently Boston's actually like a really like cool place to go. Yeah. Anyway, it's just like.
There's Quincy.
There's Quincy.
Don't go into Quincy. You know? Oh yeah, Boston's supposed to be a great
especially for the Irish, actually. Yeah. There's a big Irish contingent over there. I actually, that's kind of the end of my personal
All-Ireland final day or semi-final day I would like to attend. I was
literally invited to the All-Ireland final.
You're joking.
Not, I don't think I'm getting a ticket.
Fuck.
The dude is like, let's go down to Dublin. I think I'm going to get a ticket for the final. And it's like, let's go down and just have a good time. And I'm like, that sounds fun though, but I'm not going to get a ticket. Fuck that. But an All-Ireland final would be fucking tremendous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Although.
That's like our biggest thing here.
If you wanted to go to an All-Ireland semi-final,
yeah,
should have went to one Dublin or fucking Tyrone.
Yeah, I was watching TV.
A town's about 30,000 people.
Empty. It was fucking empty.
The whole top tiers were empty.
I don't really want that. I want to go to one that it's full. I want the atmosphere. You know. Like, I also want to attend a soccer match. I want to go to Old Trafford, preferably, but not essential. I would just like to see a good Premier League game or an FA Cup game, probably.
FA Cup would be pretty good.
Maybe Champions League. You get any kind of football match, I think, would do.
I'd like to see the Milk Cup.
The Milk Cup, this year.
Is that what it's called, the Milk Cup?
Yeah.
Speaking of Premier League, I forgot to mention on the news, Premier League's back.
Premier League is back, yeah. Absolutely.
Kicked off there last week, this weekend.
It did.
Weekend gone.
It did.
Also really good with them. I've been to Stamford Bridge.
Have you?
I went to Stamford Bridge when I was younger, but there was a match on later that day.
Yeah.
So they weren't doing any tours, so I didn't actually get in. But I've been to the grounds outside of it, and I've been to like the superstore thing beside it. So that was pretty cool.
What's it like?
Smaller than I thought.
Nice.
It's very small.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, especially for like a team of Chelsea's like
stature.
Yeah, very small. There's something on that I forget, Chris. Now. Oh yeah, the anti-bucket list. Have you heard about this?
I think I'm pretty sure this is something we said would make a great topic for a podcast.
Oh, did we?
And we never got to it.
Because we do that a lot.
What is the anti-bucket list?
Basically, it's what are the things you really want to do? But let's be real here.
Oh, okay.
You're never going to do this. Oh, so okay. It's like climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. That's it. As you said, we're only in our 20s here.
True.
You devote yourself for 10 years of like rock climbing, mountain climbing. You've got a bit of experience. 20 years and we're thinking about it. 30 years time, you could be on top of Everest.
30 years time, you're 50 climbing a mountain?
Yeah. Why not?
Fair play.
Yeah.
Winning an Olympic medal.
Okay.
I think if you're 25, I genuinely think it's too late.
I think maybe the best field to get into could be like distance running or walking.
Maybe walking.
Power walking or distance running.
I think like for the Olympics, like a 13-year-old, have you heard about this?
What's that?
A 13-year-old won a gold medal in the European Athletic Championships for diving.
Chinese?
Nope. European. From somewhere. European. I think he's Polish maybe. 13 years old, Chris.
Christ. What the hell was I doing at 13?
Fuck all news. I was probably doing whatever it was with you.
Fuck diddly squat. That's what I was doing.
Fucking about in a field, building a den.
Building a hut, Steve. We've got to build huts, you know? My God. Fair play to him. That's great.
I feel bad for him. I think he's just been drilled like to be.
I mean, but he's got his whole life now, you know?
True. Is there much money in diving? There should be.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of money in the medal. He could sell it.
Melt it down.
Anything else on the anti-bucket list? That's a good thing.
Not really.
No.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
I read it. I actually scribbled it out.
Visit the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
You could do that.
Exactly.
You just wouldn't be alive when you got there.
Exactly.
I actually scribbled it out because I thought it was kind of stupid, but I just thought I'd bring it up there.
No, I like it.
Because we're talking about Mount Everest. Okay, that's all my list really, pretty much.
Yeah, I think I've covered a lot of my list.
Do you want to hear what I have as the most popular ones that people put down?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
A couple of them we've actually already said. Northern Lights.
Northern Lights, yeah.
It's a big one. This is according to a website called livestrong.com. Do you come across that?
Oh, yeah.
You've got the same list?
No. Hopefully I just know off the website.
Northern Lights, run a marathon.
Good.
It's a big one. Mm-hmm. You can check that off your bucket list.
I can check that off my list, yeah.
African safari.
I would like to do that. I would like to do that. Although I don't, I think, I like to do it, but then what happens if you go and you don't see anything? It's like going
that
to
was
the
my zoo. Thing, yeah.
What if you go to the, it's like going to the zoo and all the animals are asleep.
Yeah, but in the zoo you have way better chances because it's so much smaller.
Yeah.
Like a safari is like wide open plains. Like they could be anywhere. I think the people who run it, like they kind of anticipate where they're going
to
be.
Yeah, so they know where to go kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh God, excuse me. Write a story. Kind of covered that. Mm-hmm. Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China.
That's a big one. A lot of people go and walk the Great Wall of China. Mm-hmm. I distinctly remember in primary school hearing about a lot of people doing this. I have no idea why.
Really?
I think that was just the time of my life where I was made aware of that there was a Great Wall of China.
You're really into the Great Wall of China?
And that people can walk across it. I was just like, that's fucking crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't think, that doesn't interest me really at all.
I would definitely like to see it. Oh, Enter the Forbidden City in Beijing in China would definitely be one of mine.
Is that where the Terracotta Army is?
No, this is actually something I only found out today through a girl at work. It was this giant fucking building, this like temple where the emperor used to live, but he used to keep his whole like, I don't know, posse community inside this temple.
His whole posse is massive.
Like, he's huge doors, and it's been preserved the way like the emperor would have had it and all. He had like three rooms for his dogs and things.
Oh man.
He's giant. But apparently it's fantastic. It's called the Forbidden City.
And you can go into it.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
Open for tourism.
That sounds amazing, actually. Yeah.
I love stuff like that. Yeah.
Learn an instrument. Can't go over that too. Guitar or piano, depending on your preferences and your financial situation. Snorkeling.
Snorkeling the Great Barrier Reef always used to interest me, and then that's Steve Irwin died.
True.
And then I was like, oh, what if he dies and he was an expert? What chance have I got?
There was an incident in America recently.
Oh.
Not that heavy of an incident. A Twitter incident.
Oh.
Let me preface.
Ooh.
Where the, I think it's the Rams, some football team or one of the American sport teams said, we're playing against the Rays, and the Rays are Stingrays. Mm-hmm. That's what they're based on.
Of course.
And I think the Rays beat them in whatever sport they were playing, and the Rams responded saying, whatever, at least we didn't kill Steve Irwin.
Oh, Jesus.
You're like, God.
Oh my God, they've got no chill.
They've got no chill.
Oh God, that's what a thing to say.
And the Rays are just like, what?
I wouldn't even say that. Like, yeah, holy shit. That's
It was a national treasure.
That's not just a poor taste. That's just awful. You should be ashamed.
It's not even a good comeback.
Who is the head of their, like, social media?
PR.
Jesus, awful. That's terrible.
But that's a thing that happened. That was funny. Skydiving, that's another one. Mm-hmm. Own a dog is in there. Which,
okay,
I don't really see that as very exceptional. I think, like, around here, like, most people...
Try owning and keeping a live fish. That's exceptional.
Yeah, come on, yes. Yeah. Just be real here for a second.
Jesus, that's hamster. Not an easy thing.
Do you try keeping a hamster for over a year? Owning a dog, I think is like a life, but it's like a life fulfilling experience because like there's that bond between man and dog.
No, I want to get back to that. It's because fish are so quiet. They don't tell you when they need fed. You know, dogs are going to be there and walk around your feet and only think, shit, I've got to feed the dog. The fish is going to like jump out of the tank and flap on the floor.
If you don't have a light over that tank, you'll forget about it.
Exactly.
For weeks.
Yeah. That was my reasoning behind it. I'm not a bad person. Just.
Do you still have a fish? Do you have a fish? No. I think my brother, they had a fish for like an exceptionally long, like for about 4, 5, or 6 years maybe. Like, I would consider it a long time.
That's crazy.
I was shocked to see it still alive at the
fantastic
family occasion. Pyramids is in there. Mm-hmm. Learning a language.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. And apparently it's a lot easier when you're younger.
Vastly easier.
Very young.
Yeah, because you're still forming like what a language is in your head.
Exactly.
It's like if you were taught 2 languages at not at birth, but when you're
young, when you're growing up.
It's no bother.
Yeah.
It's no bother at all. But like now, it's like, basically impossible.
Does the whole thing work like if you wore like headphones going to sleep and stuff?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I did that very much. Bullshit. I think the only way to learn a language is to go to the place and speak that.
I think that's a fantastic
and
way to
learn. What's that type of learning where it's like you either learn or you fail? It's like fight or flight. No, it's not something.
Oh, okay. It's like Darwin learning.
It's like, no, it's like going into the deep end. It's like,
oh, okay. Yeah, you're just throwing yourself in.
Yeah, you just have to embrace it. I don't think I have the patience for it, to be honest.
Who was it I heard recently, and they said that they learned Jurgen Klopp learned most of his English through listening to BBC Radio 1.
There you go.
And I thought that's incredible, because if I went to Germany and just started listening to a radio station,
you'd be lost.
How do I even start to pick up? But he picked up like mostly used phrases and things like that, and then just started using them. And then
that's probably a good idea. Good. Yeah. I remember being told whenever I was learning Irish to watch TG Carr. I was like, No,
that's a terrible TV show.
No.
Station.
It's all in Irish.
Exactly. I want to speak English.
What if there's no subtitles?
Look, I could spend a lot of time and devote a lot of time to trying to learn another language, or I could just try to, you know, get as close to perfecting the language I know.
Well, that's it.
Which is what I try to do on a weekly basis on this show.
There you go.
And I'm still failing.
A new word that I learned. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn. I knew about it, but I heard recently. Ubiquitous.
Oh, ubiquitous devices?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'll link that back in later. You'll see how. You're gonna see. I'm gonna link it back in
later.
It's
fantastic.
Be good. Ride a gondola in Venice.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this. I think our friend Joe, he was in Venice, and he said that it was so couple-y.
Oh yeah,
such a like couple-y place. True. And he says that those gondola rides are so expensive.
It's pure extortion. Right?
Pure extortion for a man to just push you with the current.
I hope we convinced you to take a gondola.
Yeah, we should start our own book. This is our book.
Here's one. This list I thought was pretty
Why not to visit places?
Here's another reason. This list is very American-centric. So it literally just said, drive across the country.
So like Route 66.
So yeah, they meant America. And I was like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm saying you should go from Malinhead to Mizzenhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Ireland. Yeah.
I would love to drive down the Wild Atlantic Way.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. Very, it's awesome. Yeah. It's great. I've been up there twice recently. It's beautiful.
That we know from this podcast runs into Portugal.
Goes all the way down.
All the way down. Don't think it's just Ireland.
Don't forget it. Yeah. But the best parts are Ireland. Go to Ireland. Start in Ireland. Yeah. And then maybe go to the other parts. It's all about Ireland.
Maybe.
Who
knows?
Eiffel Tower?
Yep.
Explore the views. Have you done? Yeah, you've done that. You're taking off a lot.
It's okay.
Taking off a lot.
The Louvre was in mine as well. I've done that too.
The Louvre?
Yeah. I very much enjoyed the Louvre.
Fair play.
Yeah. And but more so the National History Museum in New York. I would give my left nut to go back there. I wouldn't give my left nut, but I'd love to go back there.
Hey, yeah. Settle down.
Okay, okay. All right. Okay. I'd give up this podcast for at least 3 weeks to go back there. You know, that's how much of a...
Plus whatever time it takes me to go over the jet lag.
I'm over jet lag. I'm reading about it. I know how to get over it.
Oh yeah, you're reading Why We Sleep.
It's fine.
Oh, you know all the tricks of the trade. You know how to reset your circadian rhythm.
Exactly.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know the triggers, Chris?
Yeah, I do know the triggers.
Get the heck out of here with this bull crap. We'll do an episode on sleep after Chris finishes his book. Are we done with sleep already?
Yeah.
Oh, we love sleep. the Pacific Crest Trail, which we talked about. Ooh,
fantastic.
Alaskan cruise. This shocked me now when I read this initially. It's a cruise. Mm-hmm. Like you take a boat around Alaska.
Yeah.
Not obviously the mainland, but the sea. Yeah. And apparently beautiful. It's like Antarctica, except much more accessible. See your favorite brand. Brand? See your favorite brand. Coca-Cola right here.
I see it every time.
See your favorite band live in concert.
Who would your favorite... Like if you could go and see someone live in concert, who would you go and see?
I did this. Because I was obsessed with Fall Out Boy whenever
that's
I was in
sort of
my 15, 16 year range. I listened to them constantly. And then when I was like 21 or 22, they came to Dublin. And I was like, boom, I'm going to see this.
Yeah.
And I actually held up.
Good.
I was, because their new music I really like, but the whole thing was actually great. I was so happy.
What I'd like to add to mine, especially after Mickey G, I would love to see Hans Zimmer live.
For sure.
Like
1,000%.
Like what? Oh. Yeah, 100%.
Everyone should go listen to some like live like
orchestral musical, music.
Not music, film score music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just go see that live because it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Glamping.
Glamping?
Glamorous. Really? Camping. Yeah. That's what it is.
Thanks for clearing that up for me. Why? Is that a lot of people's thing? Again?
Apparently so. I mean,
I would prefer to just go camping.
It's kind of what you said though about going to see the Northern Lights in an igloo with a glass.
True. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah.
You have all the like nice commodities, but you're also out with the wilderness. Yeah. I think I'd prefer camping myself, but it's a nice little ground. Finally, Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, yeah, because no one knows how they got that stuff there.
I'm actually not that pumped on Stonehenge.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that it's really old now, but I think I'd rather see the pyramids.
You, or was it another podcast I listened to that it was explaining how
you can do it?
How they do stuff. Yeah. It was you, wasn't it? Like how you put like a little bit under here and then a little bit and then keep building.
There's like a guy on YouTube who just like did it in his backyard and you're like, you sir are either mad or seriously dedicated.
Yeah.
Because he's not like an archaeologist. Like he just decided to do it.
He just decided to do Stonehenge in his backyard.
In his backyard. That is the list of most common, apparently, bucket list entries, according to livestrong.com.
Perfect.
I didn't find many more interesting things beyond that, Chris.
No, that's fine. I think
we've covered
just like exactly what I think the perfect amount of bucket list topics.
There. You don't want your bucket list to be too big either.
You're
going to feel
saturated.
You're going to feel like shit when you're 85 sitting there. Well, I'm not climbing Mount Everest now.
No, exactly. Yeah, you gotta have that nice. Oh God, I can't think of words tonight, D.
Because you need to learn the English language better before you start learning another fucking language.
I know, exactly.
Or an instrument, sir.
I know.
Let me tell you.
I'm so sorry. but yeah, That's bucket list.
That's it.
That's episode 84. But before we get personal with the pod and wrap up the show, remember you can find this podcast and all of our previous podcasts over on Spotify. On, I tell you what, just any podcast hosting service is so much easier. List. Thank you so much.
I've said that about 10 times. I've never done it.
Thank you so much for everyone who tunes in on a weekly basis. It's tremendous to have you here. If you're new to the podcast, hello and welcome. You can find all the previous podcasts over at youtube.com. That's where you get the video version if you want to see us. I don't know if you want to see us or not. Timestamps available below, so feel free to skip through. Should have said that at the start. But you can go back to the start now if you want using those timestamps. Personal with the podcast, D, it's been a couple of weeks from we've seen each other.
Yeah.
What have you got up to?
Chris, basically the only thing of note, not that it's a small thing, but the only main thing I did in this most recent hiatus is I went my Hollybobs.
Hollybobs.
Yep.
Nice.
Didn't go far.
Good.
But I didn't want to go far, to be honest with you. Of course. Slipped up the old Wild Atlantic Way.
Fantastic. Such a nice part.
Yeah. Went up to Buncrana.
Oh, nice.
In the Inishowen Peninsula.
Brilliant spot.
Donegal.
Yeah. Very, very nice too.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, just beautiful. Yeah. Got up there. It was last week. I got up there last Tuesday. And it was just awful weather. Just horrendous. Can you remember the weather last week?
Yeah, I do.
It wasn't
a
single day without rain. But got up, we anticipated the rain, which is probably good. We were kind of prepared for it. So we got up there and it was raining and got into, we're staying in Airbnb, which brilliantly allowed pets.
Oh, fantastic.
So we got to bring the dog up with us as well. And we got in, got settled, chilled out for a bit, got everything set up. There was a break in the rain for a bit. So we just walked out down to the coastline. And there was just exactly what I wanted from this holiday was
just that
the ocean.
Yeah.
The stones, the sand, and just the quiet. And I was like, this is fucking gorgeous.
It's unbelievable. It's something else. It's a completely different way of life.
Yeah. Oh, it's just beautiful, Chris. The rain had stopped. The sun was peeking through the clouds. I was like, this is perfect. Walked the dog up and down the beach. It was hilarious to watch the dog on the sand for the first time.
That sounds gorgeous.
It actually was tremendous. Mm-hmm. Went back up to the house, got ourselves showered up, went up for a meal.
Oh, very
to
nice.
To a restaurant in Buncrana, which I will highly recommend.
Okay.
Called Ubiquitous.
Oh.
See how I tied it back in? See how I linked it in?
What a name for a restaurant.
Yeah. Ubiquitous. I mean, it grabs your attention, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
We went up the street to a place called, Oscar's. And they were like, we're busy. It'll take like 10, 15 minute wait. We're like, oh, fuck it, we'll wait. And Laura's like, I want to try a cocktail anyway. It's like, sweet, we'll sit outside and get a cocktail. Didn't have any cocktails, Chris.
No way.
Didn't have any cocktails. And I was like, that's the deal breaker. So we just wandered down the street and we've seen this place Ubiquitous. We'd seen a review on it online, so we're like, it's probably decent. Went in, Chris, and this place, we got three courses and it was just hit. It was perfect. They just nailed it, Chris.
So what type of food are we going for here in Ubiquitous?
They do pretty like...
Are we like standard fare Irish food? Just good.
They do
good
burgers, steaks, they had some seafood. Yeah. But they did steak on the stone.
Oh.
And what we got was a sizzling Cajun steak.
Oh.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's like a steak cooked on like one of those sizzling plates with like onions and peppers and like a Cajun like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like
is it
spice?
Yeah, spice. It's not a sauce. Sure,
no,
it?
It'd be a rub.
Nice. But you could taste it. But like it was still steak, but you could taste that little hint of Cajun. It was lovely.
Right.
But for the starters, I have to mention the starters, Chris, because they were glorious. Mm-hmm. We had nachos with like a taco, like mince. Oh, it was so good, Chris. Sour cream on cheese on the top. I'm reliving it right now, and it was so good.
I love nachos. I love everything about nachos.
It actually made the meal. We annihilated this thing. It said a sharing plate. I figured that's two people. It's probably for three or four people.
Yeah. Just polished it off.
Yeah. The two of us. Then we had our fucking steaks for dinner. Wow. I had the I had the taco chips then on top of that, which were also delicious.
Ooh.
Laura had some mash, polished all that off. They took it away and brought us out the dessert menu, and we had a honeycomb sundae type thing.
Oh,
just delicious.
That sounds fantastic. What a meal.
It was
a treat
it was
for the senses,
tremendous.
That? Yeah,
Jesus. We walked out of there with our spirits high.
And our bellies full.
And our bellies full. Went down the street and we literally got back to the house and just collapsed.
Yeah, perfect.
Up the next day, and this is all the holiday was, where we're going to go today, right? We slipped up the coast to so-and-so. We just walked up the coast around Buncrana, just just for a walk. And it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Took a couple of pictures. We went to, this place called Fort Dunree. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
It's just like, this is what I loved about this whole trip as well. It was just like, you drove up, you parked your car and you went for a walk. And there was these like, it used to be like a military base, I think, during World War II.
Nice.
Or maybe World War I. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but like old. Had like really them old like guns that were for like defending the coastline.
That's class.
You walked up around it. Like it was just, you just go explore it and see it all for yourself. Big old walk right around there. Finished that off. It actually was really cool. There's like a museum dedicated to it, which you could have paid to go into, obviously. We didn't bother because it was like 5:30 by the time we got there. But it was like sitting like, there was a bridge from the mainland to it. Very small wee bridge, it was essentially sitting on like a, what I would describe as a massive rock in the ocean. But it was clearly like, you know, them stacks. That sit up. I was like, that is badass.
That's class.
You just built yourself a fort and a fucking, that was so cool. And we went up to a beach. I think it was like Turlough Beach or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just massive and it was quiet and it was just class.
I love Donegal.
Just wrecked ourselves. Yeah. Went back, slapped it up, and then on the last day we went up to Malinhead, up to the very tip-top north of Ireland.
Nice. What's it like up there?
Do you know what? I was actually expecting to be disappointed because I was like, this is going to be one of those things where you just go there because it's the most northerly point of Ireland, but then it's just going to be like standard, like it's just a regular coastline.
That, like,
But we got up there and I don't know why, but the sun just decided to fucking shower us. No, that's a bad way of describing it.
Basky.
It was sunny.
Yeah.
Not a cloud in the sky. It was glorious. You could see for miles.
What a great time.
There was a big cliff face over to the left. It's a whole big walk around. I thought it was class.
Yeah.
And it was great up there. Loads
seeing
of people.
Some real nice scenery then.
Loads of people who were driving like camper vans from like Germany, France, all these different places. It was great. And then we stopped, Chris. I wanted to see a waterfall. It looked amazing. All the pictures looked amazing. I couldn't wait to go see it.
Where was this?
This was in, I don't really know, to be honest with you. It's just sort of
inland
somewhere there, from the beach. And got up there and did a sign saying no dogs.
Oh.
I was like, what? Because we bring the dog everywhere with us. Yeah. And he was loving life. Yeah. Seeing all these cool places. And I was like, this broke my heart because I wanted to see it so bad. Okay. And I said, like, I'm not leaving the dog. Fuck you guys. So we drove away and left a 1-star review in Google.
Well done.
You know, because we're just so badass.
Oh, well done, yeah.
Another thing we did, Chris, which I would highly recommend. There's a whole big thing up there called the Inishowen 100.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I think so.
I think it's just like a 100-kilometer loop. Up right around the peninsula. Yeah. But it takes you right up over this. It's called the Mamore Gap.
Okay.
And essentially, it's just like a road, like a tiny wee, like one-lane road that goes right up over the top of a fucking mountain because... Obviously, to go around the mountain would cost too much.
So we go up over it?
Up over it. Jesus. And it's like, you drive up it, Chris, and it's someone described it on like one of the reviews saying it's like just driving right up into the sky. And that's what you feel like. You're just driving up and up and up. Like, it's just this like in between these two mountains, you're like, I'm going to go up over the top of this fucker now.
Holy shit.
It was class.
Wow.
Brilliant views. And then as you're coming back down it, the far side of it, there's a part of it that's like, do you ever hear these magic roads?
Yep. Where the cars like roll up hills.
Rolls up hills. There was a spot that was like that. I never got to do that.
Okay.
So I kind of just drove through and I was like, it seems pretty normal to me.
Yeah. But nothing outstandingly
magic.
It was
just beautiful. Yeah. Everything about it up there was gorgeous.
That's brilliant.
Tremendous time. Got home and just sort of rested up.
So how many days were you up there for?
We were up there for 3 days only.
Fantastic. It's a nice break. It's a really nice break. Did you do anything else on your week off then?
I forgot about the most important part. I got an Apache pizza.
That is the most important part. Right.
That sounds fairly standard. There's Apache pizza in Blaney, Chris.
There's Apache pizza everywhere, yeah.
Did you ever get a nacho volcano pizza?
No.
Jesus fuck.
You serious?
Christopher, it's a regular pizza, right? It's got like mince and it's got like peppers and stuff on it. It's not what I would go for in a pizza at all, right? Uh-huh. But in the center of the pizza, there is like a bowl full of melted cheese. And it comes with a fucking side of nachos.
No way.
Yeah.
How do they do this?
It's amazing, Chris.
Holy shit. Like, is the bowl made out of pizza?
No, the bowl is like, there's like an actual like little metallic bowl and then the pizza's like folded into it. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I think I took a picture. Did I take a picture? I don't think I did, to be honest with you. It was so good, Chris. And like...
Very nice.
It was delicious.
Very nice.
And the pizza was cut into like weird shapes because it was like meant to look like little nacho pizzas. Yeah. Oh, fuck me. It was tremendous.
What, did you get it? You got that up there then? Yeah.
I got it up there, but like it's Apache pizza. So I just figured it's standard.
They'd do it.
Yeah. I hope it's standard because like it was so good. I want to try it again. I can't wait to try it again. Fantastic. Yeah. That was the highlight of my week.
Wow. But,
okay. The holiday was pretty good. But apart from that.
Yeah. Do you anything else in your week off?
No. Big games. Did some games.
Nice.
Finished that Outer Wilds I was playing.
Did you?
Yeah.
And?
Great.
Fantastic.
Game of the year.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah, so far.
So far.
And I dicked about with other stuff as well. But nothing really insane. What about you, Chris?
I didn't have it anywhere nearly as fun a week as what you've just described. My week's going to bore you. I did nothing. I put a lot of work in because the way my days off have worked, they've been spaced out like 10 and 11 days apart.
Your days off?
Yeah.
Right.
Like to get like my standard days off, whatever way it works. And I think I did like 94, I think I worked it out, it was like 94 hours in the trot. And I got off work and I was so excited to be off. I had 2 days off then. And I was so excited. And then first day off was fine. And then I started to just, I think it just all caught up with me. Like the tiredness just hit me. Fucked. Felt really unwell. Wrote to you, obviously said, look, I can't do the podcast. Just felt really, really bad. I think it was like a bug. Immune system was definitely shot to shit. So just like recovered.
It's because you had acclimatized to the Home Bargains atmosphere. Back here, your body was
probably it. That's probably it. I don't know what it was. Food, I'm still staying pretty strong with my diet. No breakthrough food to mention.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned 2 McDonald's, Chris.
Oh, I had 2 McDonald's. One, I just went for a milkshake, which was pretty bog standard. It was good. The other, I had, I had the veggie wrap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. I was down doing shopping and I was like, I tell you what, I'll just get a veggie wrap meal. It was pretty good. I did get a ice cream out of a new ice cream shop opened up in Armagh.
Okay, inform me.
Ice cream parlor, I should say. Ooh. Ice cream and coffee parlor. Yeah,
that sounds like
it's not new open. It's been open a while, but obviously the first time I tried it. It's called, this place called Cup and Cone.
Okay.
It is located on, I think, Lower English Street in Armagh.
You might as well.
It is, you know the courthouse roundabout?
Yep.
If you turn left and kind of go up the street, there's a cycle shop up there called Psychology.
Yeah.
It's literally built into that shop. So the guy that owned it decided he wanted to build an ice cream parlor in the shop.
That's natural. It's natural cycles, progression. Coffee.
I need a bike. Cool. I need a chain for the bike and I need an ice cream, you know. we were in work. I think it was Saturday evening and one of the girls just suggested, do you want to go get ice cream after work? I was like, sure. Three of us went up after. I had it in my head. So they do that Morelli ice cream.
Mm. It's good stuff.
Pretty good. Loads of really good flavors, but they also do these sorbets that are supposed to be out of this world.
I love the sorbet.
But I seen the menu and I was like, you know what? I got to get a sundae. So I went for the Oreos and cream sundae.
Nice.
It was very good, I have
very
to say.
Very nice.
Now, I heard a lot of people say before this that the place is quite dear and stuff. I think I paid like $3.49 or something for the sundae.
That's not bad.
For ice cream, that's good. So it was like hot fudge sauce at the bottom, Oreos and cream, ice cream, then Oreo, like broken up Oreo in it, more ice cream, more sauce, and then like Oreo, Cadbury Oreo pieces around it, and then like cream on top. It was delicious. Very, very good. One of the other girls got a Ferrero Rocher sundae, which looked pretty good. They also do that, you know that sauce that like Nucolato do?
Just like Nutella Kinder, sauce?
Oh, the Nutella sauce, the Bueno sauce?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. They also do it, I think. I didn't bother with any of that, but I have to say I will definitely be back there for another ice cream.
Sounds excellent.
It was very good.
There's like, that's like the new thing is like ice cream, what's the word? It's like fancy ice cream essentially.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a way of describing that. Like all these new coffee shops have opened as well, and they're all like kind of like
doing their wee ice cream bits on the side.
No, they're like fancy coffee shops. They're like
ice cream parlors.
No, I forget. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Just like they're like these new, not hipster, but they're like dedicated to bringing you like fine ice cream.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And there's like coffee shops that are all about bringing you like, we're not Starbucks. We're
fine coffee.
We're specialized. Yeah. Okay. You know, ice cream. There's a lot of ice cream shops popping up like that. Okay. Is what I'm saying.
I get that.
And I respect that.
It's good. It's good fucking ice cream, I would tell you. Gaming, I've done none bar maybe 20 minutes on the Switch. I played some new Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what it's even called on the Switch. Whatever one of these, but it's that one.
It's Deluxe is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, something Deluxe.
It was okay. I was trying to get back in the Switch. Didn't really. podcast I've listened to, it's obvious, I've listened to Matt Diavella, and I've started listening to Rich Roll. Yeah, he was like a... He just was an ordinary guy, turned his life around, became one of the fittest men on earth. Has a podcast now. Very inspiring. Fair. Got a lot of like big guests on it. Some really cool stories. Listened to Joe Rogan as well. Books, I finished Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Aaron Olson.
Yes. Which brings me, D, I want to do on our next podcast, I want to jump back into our Fantastic Human Feats
and where to series. Find them.
Because
okay.
I want to talk a perfect. Little bit about Aaron Ralston and his Aaron experience. It was incredible. Great okay. book. Very good.
I'll read a book about somebody then as well.
Yeah, class.
Because I recently read somewhere. I'm getting a bit tired. Like I've been struggling with the book I'm reading at the minute.
Okay.
Neverwhere. It was Neil Gaiman. I really wanted to be into it.
Have you read Norse mythology?
No, because I wanted to finish this one first.
Yeah, I get it.
But the thing I read is like when you're getting a bit sick, you're struggling with some fiction, jump to nonfiction for a bit. So I'm thinking of picking up like a biography or something. Try and get me.
Great idea.
Cleanse my palate.
Yeah. You have to do that, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, I understand the wisdom behind those words.
And then I'm reading Matthew Walker's, what do you call it? Why We Sleep? It's really good.
It is good.
Really good.
I've only read about a third of it, but it illuminated me a lot of stuff.
I'm getting well into that book. I should be finished it this week, so very much. Really insightful book about like sleeping and dreaming and how to get better night sleeps, why it's important, why we sleep in the first place. Yep. Really, just really insightful. Wrote really well as well.
Written really well.
Not so sciencey that you can't fucking understand it, because I hate shit like that. So,
but also not boiled down too much that it doesn't.
I still feel smart reading it.
Exactly. It still edifies you.
What a word. Edifies Holy you. Shit. What a
For
word.
For your edification, Chris.
That's fantastic.
Heard that the other day and I was like, I'm going to mention the podcast. Because from time to time, we like to throw in a really nice word in here.
100%. At least once per episode.
Oh, for sure.
I think. So for edified.
For your edification, you may want to read.
This podcast is certified edified.
The edification podcast.
And then what else? I went shopping for a wedding outfit. Here's a story for you. Went shopping for a wedding outfit, right? Got what I was going to get. So I had a blazer and a shirt that I was getting. Bought the trousers separate. So I had this blazer and shirt. And the blazer was £120. The shirt was 40. So altogether, 160 sterling.
Okay.
So I go up to the cashier. I've got my sister with me. I go up to the cashier, the lady who's on. I put them up. Now, the shirt is inside the blazer on like the hanger. You know that kind of way? And she scans the shirt and just rolls the whole lot up and goes, £40, please. Now, I had a decision to make there. I was like, oh. As soon as she said it, I was like, okay, what do I do? I looked at my sister and my sister was like, okay, she hasn't copped up. Like, she knew what the cashier had done wrong. And I knew that I was thinking about it.
Fuck me.
I was like, that's a lot of money to like...
Yeah.
To like, I could save a lot of money right now. But I was like, no, I can't. And I goes, you haven't scanned the blazer.
Oh.
And she goes, what? She goes, I goes, there's no way. I goes, unless there's some special on, you haven't scanned the blazer. She goes, what do you mean? I goes, that's just the shirt. She goes, is it not all one? I goes, I don't think so.
Oh.
So she like opened up the bag again and like took out the little card and scanned it. And then the subtotal went to like 160. And she was like, you're so honest. I was like, look, it would do me no good.
Yeah.
It would do me no good. This would bring me no good.
I think had it been reversed, had she scanned the blazer and not the shirt?
Would I be willing to pay 120?
You're taking 40 quid.
Taking 40
120, quid. I agree, it's too much.
It's too much to take. I felt like I would just rob the store.
That money would just be sitting in your pocket. You'd be like, fuck.
She made such a mistake, and then she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're so honest. Thank you so much. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, look.
Because you're basically saving her 120 quid is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just thought, no. I just thought, I've always heard that expression that nothing good will come from it. Like when you find like money or you,
no, that's
you
it, know, like,
basically. Yeah. So I did the good thing, the good Samaritan deed, and I paid full price. So.
Fair play. I was, you know, one time she gave me change for a 20 when I only gave her a tenner.
Did you give it back?
I did.
Yeah.
So, did it? You know, yeah, I did.
Well done. Yeah, that's...
I was like one time thing, in my life that that's happened, and I made that decision. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I like to think I would always positively make that
decision. £120 though, so much more. You're just like,
I know, fuck. I know.
Fair play, Chris.
Yeah, I did. I did a good thing.
A man is nothing. A
couple other things I've been doing this week. I've cut out caffeine in my diet, like altogether. All
right, so you're basically just copying Matthew Vell entirely now, are you?
No, I got this from Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep.
Oh, fair, fair.
He was explaining the situation that caffeine actually lingers in our body a whole lot longer than we think.
You have to, are you doing it for the purposes of, so like...
Sleep.
No, just for sleep.
Just for sleep, yeah. Why, what were you thinking?
Because a lot of people do the, like, I forget what the process is called. Basically, completely wean it out of your system, so just that whenever you take basically it again, it actually has
the desired impact.
Yeah.
I never thought of that actually.
Yeah. So it's because it's basically when you take it frequently, it's basically,
it's like a null.
You're just
effect.
Fighting. Yeah, you're fighting withdrawal.
Yeah.
So you're not actually gaining the benefit of caffeine because you're just
you're topping up the level basically. Yeah.
You're just top. Yeah.
Exactly. No, I did it entirely basically for the benefit of sleep, which my sleep for the past like week has just been absolutely tremendous, like really really good. But I already had obviously cut out coffee, which I'm still off. Green tea I've completely nipped back. The only tea I'm kind of drinking now is like
green tea. Doesn't really have much caffeine though,
it trace amounts I guess, but still there's some green tea with caffeine. So the only kind of caffeine or stimulants, if you like, are like whatever, like B vitamins and stuff, or like sugar. Sugar maybe, but again it's all, that's the first bit of sugar I've had in so long. No, like Coke Zero or anything like that. I've just completely cut it.
Well, not quite a bit, but it has.
So I've cut it out of my diet completely, and I completely did like a clear out of my room as well. Like just completely gutted my bedroom. So it's all very crisp, very neat, very welcoming place.
Minimalist.
It's a welcoming place to sleep.
Mr. Diavella.
No.
I've watched quite a few more of his videos.
His videos are good.
His videos are
fucking very good. His podcast is very good as well.
I don't think I have the interest in this podcast.
I guess the only time I listen to it is when I'm running, so it's just there.
Yeah, so fair.
You know, that kind of way.
He seems very intent on talking about like sort of productivity and like getting yourself built up. Well, I don't really have much of an interest in that. I'm more interested in his approach to like how he talks about minimalism and how he talks about like why he does the things he
does. Have you watched his documentary on Netflix yet?
No.
I kind of want to watch it.
I kind of want to watch it too. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll ever be a minimalist. I like stuff.
I don't think I'll ever be. I'm like that too. I like having stuff, but it got me thinking that, like, especially with like my clothes and stuff, I was like, well, I haven't worn half of this shit.
Do you know what?
So
I actually
long.
Was thinking the exact same thing.
I was like, I'm just gonna donate this.
He talks about how he's just like he owns about five shirts and about two pairs of jeans.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah, exactly.
I have a few select shirts that I like to wear anyway.
Yeah.
Just get the ones you...
You don't... Exactly. So I did that. I just gutted the place. Yeah. So, but I did it as well as part of like making like a nice environment to sleep in, a better environment to sleep in.
Yeah, that's very important too.
And it's been so good. It's been so, so good. So that's kind of been my week.
Top marks, Chris.
Yeah. So that is personal with the podcast. I have one quick question to ask you.
Perfect.
It's a good question just to finish up this podcast, right? It's a stupid question, so expect nothing less than stupid, right? Okay. D, I can offer you 10 million sterling right now, this second. Cash, checking account, whatever the hell you want. 10 million right now. The catch is, though, that there's a snail.
Okay. This is weird.
Have you seen
it? I've seen this before, and I was thinking about it, two and a half hours ago.
You're joking.
No, shit you not.
Okay, so for those who don't listen, that don't know what we're talking about, I'll still ask you the question. There's a snail in the world, and if you accept the money, this snail, its only intention in the world is to find you and to touch you. Yeah. Now, if it touches you, you will die a horrible death. The snail cannot be killed, and its only life purpose is to find you.
Yeah.
Do you take the 10 million? It's an incredible... It got me thinking so hard.
10 million. It's like, think of how much damage you could do to the snail with 10 million.
But why take the 10 million just to spend the money on, you know...
I mean...
You could hire people to look out for the snail.
Exactly.
But kind of life is that?
This is... Right. I remember reading this on Reddit ages and ages and ages ago, and I remember reading a very specific answer to it, which I thought was hilarious and kind of like made sense too.
Okay.
It's like... If this was just me and I hadn't read this answer, I think I would say, yes, give me the money. Yeah. And then I'll put a million into making sure that this snail is like in a secure facility, is hidden. Every night I'll sleep in a, circle of salt, so we can't get across, right? I'll do all this shit.
Copper. They hate copper.
Do they hate copper? Mm-hmm. I live in a copper house on top of a copper mountain.
I live in a big fucking kettle.
But yeah, the answer I read in Reddit, was it just went way far and above.
Really?
What you need. Yeah, this is basically, because this is what you do. Okay, so you get the snail, mm-hmm. you put it inside like a lead ball, okay. and you seal the lead ball.
Okay.
And then you put that into a massive tank and you fill that with like tons of stones. You take the tank out into the middle of the ocean and you dump it to the very bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Okay.
Right? Okay. And then you go back to your regular life, mm-hmm. right? And you start investing in SpaceX.
Okay.
You start investing in like rockets and all that mm-hmm. type of technology, and you get yourself well readied. So whenever
the snail
is starting to get out of the trench, and in like a million
how would
years,
get out of there?
I think that the catch as well on like the question on Reddit was that you're immortal. You are immortal.
Okay.
So it's like you won't die. Good grief. So you essentially get yourself set up mm-hmm. to like whenever the technology is there, you're going to fly off to the fucking moon.
Oh,
or you're going to fly as far as you fucking can. But set up a colony on Mars. Right? You got the money, Chris, okay? You made the smart investments. All right? You get yourself off the fucking planet, out of the fucking galaxy if you can, and you set up a brand new life.
Into a fucking black hole. Come at me now.
Go to the alternate fucking universe. But yeah, that's the answer I read, and I was like, okay, this guy has thought it through.
That's crazy.
I was like, I'll just like put it in a kiss. I'll put it in a glass jar. I'll put it up on my desk. You know.
Yeah.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer and all that.
Oh God. You would just get the space and you'd just be sitting there looking out like, you know, there's space and you just come like etching across the window.
It's just like, if you were immortal, it's just like you could go to the very ends of the universe and the only two things left are you and the snail.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And you're going to die a horrible death. Oh, for 10 million? I decided I wouldn't take the money.
You wouldn't take the money.
No, no.
I mean,
I don't think it's worth living a life where you're always looking over your shoulder.
If you know, like, no matter what, you're gonna die a horrible death. Like, the eventuality is the snail gets you. So it's like, I guess it depends on just how horrible it's gonna be.
Exactly, you don't know.
If you live a million years,
burning to death, that'd be pretty horrible.
I think it's gonna be like every single cell of your body burning. Like, it's gonna be worse than that. It's 10 million quid, Chris. There's got to be a catch.
It's an incredible question, though. I love it.
Truly incredible. You just wouldn't take the money then?
I wouldn't take the money, no.
No. No plan for tackling the snail?
Nope. I would just let the money go to someone else.
Fair play. Yeah. Fair play.
But yeah, this is us wrapping up episode 84 of the Empty Promise podcast. Thank you so much if you've tuned in to this point. Remember, you can find our audio version of all the other podcasts that we've done, including this one, obviously, on any podcast hosting service. And you can find the video version over at youtube.com/excitegaming. Just search for our podcast section. You'll find it there, along with a whole host of videos that we've done in the past. And thank you so much to everyone who has subscribed to the channel or who leaves us reviews or comments or anything, gets in touch with us on a weekly basis. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you so much.
That has been episode 84. We will be back hopefully next week with episode 85, Fantastic Human Feats. And where to find them.
You're going to do some Aaron Wilson?
Part two. I think so. There's a couple I really kind of want to do, but I think Aaron Wilson's up there.
I'll find myself a nice, interesting one.
Perfect. Then let's do that. Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all next week. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Goodbye and God bless.
Cheers. Bye-bye.